Now, just mentioned here, before that particular song, I said, what was once known as Berkshire's greatest holiday show? Well, it's celebrating its 100th show today. And back in the days of thousands of people coming from far and wide with special buses put on, it was the Hurst Horticultural Show. Let's find out more from some of the people involved. One of the people involved is Frank Whittaker with me right now. Hello there, Frank.
Good morning, Phil.
Who would have thought it? 100 years of Hurst Horticultural Show.
Yeah, I don't think there are many people around today who actually remember the first one.
No. But, yeah, I mean, it's quite something. Tell me about the history of the show.
Right, well, it's an interesting history. It's been going for more than 100 years, but because of the war and digging for victory, then some of the shows were postponed. So it's about 106 years old, but it's actually, this is the 100th show today. So tell you about it. Well, as you say, it used to be the biggest show in Berkshire. It used to attract thousands of people. And they used to have some interesting people to entertain, things like wrestling. Remember wrestling when it was popular?
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
Afternoon? Jackie Palo, Johnny Quango, their boxing competitions, dog show, Buster Sid's rodeo riders.
Blast from the past.
Yeah, that's right, a blast from the past. Medieval Combat Society, Tug of Wars. How about this one? Dagenham Girl Piper's Band.
Oh, I remember them. My goodness, I've forgotten about them. Are they still going? I imagine not now. There's no Fords.
Well, if they are, they're not with us today. Sadly.
Yeah, I mean, so it became huge. Why did it suddenly then mildly disappear? Was it 83 seemed to be a key moment?
Yeah, I think it did. I think as people's lifestyles changed, I think in those days people were very much into, well, entertainment has changed, and people's lifestyles now, they're much busier with their work lives, and also, of course, television and other forms of entertainment have come on the scene since then. Even things like garden centres are now a destination. I remember when they first started, as I'm sure you do, as a sort of a little nursery. But now garden centres are massive, and they sell everything, and you can go and spend a day there. They've got kiddies, playgrounds, restaurants, and they really are destination sites. So people's lifestyles have changed. And so over the years, less people were attending. And I think, yes, it was about 1983, 84, it was decided to scale it down to make it more of a sensible size and to fit in with people's lifestyles today.
Yeah, I mean, if you compare it with something which is happening next month, which is the Newbury show, the Royal County of Berkshire show, it was on a par with that at one stage, would you say?
Yes, I think it probably was, yeah. I mean, that's a fabulous show if we go to that most years. But yes, I think it was. And then things just changed. And so I think, rightly, things changed with the time as far as the Hurst show was concerned. And now it's been scaled back to something which is much more sensible and suits people. And it is, it's like a village show, which is a traditional village show with vegetables, flower arranging, a lot of children's activity there, a lot of children's competitions, and children love entering into it. And we found that children that entered a few years ago, now our adults have their own families and are encouraging their own children to enter.
Yes, yeah, so start early is what you've been doing in Hurst. So in 2013, where are you at? It's the village hall, isn't it?
It's at the village halls, yes, which is the halls and also the scout hut, and also there's an orchard next door. So we take over that whole area. We've got the Waltham St. Lawrence Silver Band coming along, and it's marvellous. They come along most years, and it's fabulous, sitting under the orchard there, under the trees, having cream teas, listening to the band, watching the sideshows, watching the charity stalls, and also, of course, great interest in looking at the exhibits. Particularly the larger vegetables. And also what's becoming more popular these days is the home industries exhibits. So anything from flan baking right the way through to making bread. And I think that's been driven very much by television again. Now it's very popular to see cooking programs, particularly bakery programs.
Yeah, the Bake Off is back, by the way, this week. So, yes, I imagine that has inspired things, hasn't it?
It has, and looking at the numbers over the years, they're going up by about, this year is about 8% up on last year. And I think people are growing their own vegetables more, and therefore the whole thing is just sort of taking off again in a different sort of way. And it's a very family-friendly sort of way.
Yes, I hear you're quite a damn hand at the old apple flan.
Who told you that.
It's amazing. The researchers have done their job.
Oh, they have. Yeah, we have a fabulous competition. It's the men's only apple flan competition. So only men can enter it. And we have a French name for it. Forgive my French for those French-speaking who are listening. Conferie de tarte aux pommes des hommes.
Very good.
How about that?
Sounds very posh indeed.
Have
you won it in the past?
Yeah, actually, yeah. I've been entering about 12 years, and I've been fortunate enough to win it 3 times.
Well, congratulations. What makes the difference when it comes to the apple flan, you know, the best apple flan? What do you do to an apple flan? Because in theory, it's pretty straightforward. It's a flan and it's apple, and that's all you need. But there's a bit more to it than that, obviously.
There is a little bit more, yeah. What I did, actually, is I took the liberty the first year I entered of talking to one of the chefs at work and said, look, I want to enter this competition. Can you give me a good recipe for an apple flan? And he said, well, you get your own recipe, but there is a magic ingredient, which I've kept to myself until today, and I'm prepared to spread it now because I've got another one, which I'm not going to tell you about.
Oh, right, okay, fair enough.
But the secret is, when you've got your apple puree, the final ingredient is put a good dollop of honey in it, because honey tends to make it smoother, it enriches it, and it puts a little glaze on it. So a good, generous helping of honey really does help.
Wow. All right. Okay. The thing is I've only just eaten apple flan. I love an apple flan. So, you know, I must try some of yours. And in 2013, you've mentioned one of your secret recipes, but the other one remains secret, like the secret to Coca-Cola.
It will until after today, and hopefully, if I don't win today, I'll tell everybody. If I do.
So how is the apple? It's already made, is it?
I made it last night, as most people do, yes.
Yes, yep. And how's it looking?
It's looking great, but I tell you, I was up there this morning, and all the entries are flooding in now, and the competition gets better every year. And one of the great things about it in the village is a lot of the guys would meet up at the pub during the week up at the castle there, and we compare recipes, and we talk about, oh, I've got a new recipe this year, and generally wind each other up and brag about what we're going to do. And then, of course, there's only one winner, so nobody talks to him for a little while. Nobody buys him a beer.
No, he has to buy everybody a beer. The thing is, can I just say, imagine the scene, all right? So there you are, all you Hearst village types, you know, the blokes are there with their beers talking about their apple flans. A chap comes in from another part of Berkshire or beyond, walks into the pub and goes, what's going on? Why are all these chaps talking about making apple flans?
Why
are they talking about Reading FC or whatever?
Yeah, they're manly stuff. Well, what's even more worrying is this year we've got a men-only flower arranging competition.
Wow, have you really?
That's because of the centenary, yeah.
Yes.
But most of the exhibits, and we've got 129 different exhibits, and so there's lots of classes for everybody. But the apple flan does get a lot of interest from
yes,
people.
Yes, I bet it does. Anyway, it's the Hearst Horticultural Show. Then can you just tell me the sort of times, the wheres and wherefores, etc., so people can come along and, if nothing else, try your apple flan?
I'll better quickly make some more.
Yeah, go on then.
The show opens at 1:30, and it's in Hearst. It's in School Road, Hearst. It's the Village Halls, School Road, Hearst. And there'll be there's lots of entertainment there. There's also a bar. Selling local brew, and it's great just to come along and look at some of the exhibits, some of the huge carrots and leeks, and also, you know, some of the less notorious ones, because there are lots of smaller vegetables as well. It's just great going to see people being proud of what they produce, and most people that produce there are just gardeners, they're normal gardeners. They don't go in for shows.
Wow, it's a real community feel about it.
It's a real sort of village, traditional English village feel about it, with the band going, and I think this sort of thing is dying out over the years. But it's like the perfect English country day, capturing something magic about English villages.
All I'll say is when we talk about things like country shows, and, you know, typical village, you don't need John Nettles in the background, because then you know Midsummer Murders is about to happen. No bitter rivalry there, I hope. Anyway, good to speak to you. Take care, and good luck with your apple flan. You've got my vote, anyway. You take care. Have a good one, Frank. Bye now.
Bye now.